This morning I'd like us to begin by thinking about swimming pools. Yes, swimming pools. They've been an important feature of my life. I learned to swim at an early age. I used to swim competitively, training 3 or sometimes 4 times a week. I taught swimming to many young children. It's one of my pleasures to swim. There's something about water. It draws me to it. I could go on, but you're probably already beginning to wonder what on earth has the relevance of swimming pools to a sermon entitled The Reality of Faith. For me, the more I've thought about this, the more I've realised that swimming pools could be a helpful picture for us to understand faith. Maybe for you it will be music, sport, motorbikes, dancing. For me, it's swimming pools. For the swimming pool is faith. We start by having a choice whether to get into the water or not. Peter, in our reading last week, declared to Jesus, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Peter jumped straight in and made a big splash. He recognized who Jesus was. We see from Peter a demonstration of his faith. Today, maybe from Peter, it's a belly flop. Peter doesn't want to hear about suffering and death. That can't be right. Peter turns and says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You don't have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Peter's understanding of the type of Messiah Jesus is going to be is wrong. And although Jesus is harsh in his rebuke, Jesus doesn't abandon Peter. Instead, he goes on to explain in greater detail what it means to be a disciple. Peter is not turned out of the pool. We read in the next chapter, in chapter 17, Peter's one of the disciples who goes with Jesus to witness the transfiguration. Jesus doesn't abandon Peter. For us, our faith is not perfect or complete. We've still much to learn. I think there can be a real danger that we compare ourselves one to another about faith. Oh, that person has such a strong faith. They seem to have such a solid understanding. But the reality is, faith is an ongoing process. Times we can be happy and confident, swimming in the deep end, feet off the ground, sure of where we're going and of what we're doing. But other times, we head for shallow waters, where it's not so deep. Maybe we hang on to the side for dear life. Our Psalm 13 seems to have the psalmist hanging on. Will you ever forget me? Are you really there? Maybe we've never fully submerged ourselves in the water, or we're just sitting on the side, dangling our feet in. While it was Peter who spoke up, Jesus talks to all the disciples. The swimming pool of faith is not ours. We do not swim alone. We swim with others. Swimming's much more enjoyable when we swim with others. When I used to train, there were others who were training as well. We didn't talk to each other whilst we were swimming up and down, but we got to know each other. My fellow swimmers became friends. At other times, maybe at the end of a race, at the end of a section of training. Faith is about us as a community of believers. We come to church, and in the activity of the church service, we don't talk. to one another. Our focus is rightly on God. But another part of us, as the body of Christ, is about us growing and developing our faith. Many ways in which we do it. Over a cup of tea or coffee after the service. Prayer ministry. Our practical support of one another. Joining in courses and activities that we run here. But, and I think it's an important but, there needs to be honesty. We are very good about talking about the weather and in response to the question, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. When things really are not fine. When things are difficult. When we don't agree with what Alison is talking about. When God and faith feel very distant. We might just as well, if we're not going to be honest, be swimming in our own pool. Or not even bothering to swim at all. Honesty can be very difficult. Maybe because we feel it shows weakness. Peter didn't seem to have this problem. He says what he thinks. Jesus doesn't reject him. Maybe our honesty starts with honesty with Jesus. Perhaps we should try it. We're fortunate that in this place we often run courses or have life groups, which can be a safe and good place for developing faith. They meet in people's houses, they meet in the orchard. We read and study, we pray and support one another. I think sometimes in these types of events, we have a particular picture of them. Perhaps you think that a course or a life group is about a training session for Olympic swimmers. My guess and my experience, and I hope your experience, is that they're a bit more like going to a swimming pool with a group of friends. Yes, you may swim half a dozen lengths, practice your diving, but also you play around, seeing who can hold their breath the longest. You have fun together. You're involved in an activity which is life-giving, not life-draining. Our reading from Jeremiah shows us a man who is being honest before God. Why is my pain unending and my wound grievous and incurable? You are to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails. Jeremiah spent his life speaking out for God to a people who were intent on following false gods. He questions the pain and the trouble. And that's okay. The psalmist spoke of the pain and the trouble. That's okay. Jeremiah and the psalmist also speak of the joy and the delight that they receive when they know God through his word. Those words about eating his word. We're so fortunate to have God's word with us. It's a training manual for us. It's not easy to understand, but we need to open it and read it in order to even attempt to see what God is saying to us. Andrew was talking about those for whom faith is difficult, who are persecuted for their faith. And there are people who cannot own a Bible without risk of death. We have a Bible. We don't have that risk held in front of us. How often do we actually take note of what it says? Not one of us here are experts in the Bible. We learn together. In our reading from Matthew, it says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain. That word explain also means to teach, to demonstrate, to show, to make known. The Holy Spirit continues to explain and to teach to us. That happens today. If you enjoy swimming, then they're great places to be. But maybe a swimming pool's not for you. This last Wednesday, the church remembered John Bunyan, the author of Pilgrim's Progress. He came from a poor background with little education. He was called by God to preach, but the church authorities didn't agree with him, so put him into prison for a number of years. And it was whilst he was in prison that he wrote Pilgrim's Progress. Christian finds faith in Pilgrim's Progress. He has a journey onwards towards the celestial place, i.e. heaven. He carries on his back large and cumbersome burdens that are weighing him down. He has opened the Bible. He knows that he's on a journey, and so he sets off. He sets off to find what he is looking for, to find life. As he goes on his way, he meets many who try to dissuade him, many who suggest that he give up, that it's not worth the effort. He comes to the way of salvation. He comes to an empty tomb, and there in front of him, he comes to an empty cross. As the shadow of the cross comes over Christian, those burdens fall away, roll down the hill into the empty tomb, and are never seen again. Is that the end of the story? No. He still has his journey to go on to the celestial place. It's not the end of his difficulties at all. His burdens have gone, but he needs to continue to walk. Again, as he walks along, he goes through all sorts of dangers, trials, and tribulations, some of which come in the guise of good things. As he walks, he does not walk alone. There's people who walk with him. It's still his journey, but he knows that he has people alongside him. He knows of the assurance of God by the lack of burdens, by the new clothes he has on, and by a parchment he is given. Those who walk alongside him offer support and encouragement. In reading Pilgrim's Progress, in being in a swimming pool, the reality of faith is it's not smooth and it's not easy. It has its ups and downs. But it's about life, and it's about life that is life-giving. Our reading talks about the soul. It's about our soul, life for our soul. Wherever we are on our pilgrimage of faith, in our swimming pool, in the deep end or the shallow end, let us know of God's love for each one of us, that he does not abandon us, that there are others who walk alongside us as we live out our faith today, tomorrow, and into the weeks and months to come. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for the reality of you, the one who gives us life. And Lord, we acknowledge that at times faith is difficult. Help us when our faith is weak. Help us when our faith is strong. Help us to be honest before you, before one another. Help us, Lord, to know of you this day and in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.